This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Attorney General William Barr says Special Counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice. Barr made the statement in an interview with CBS. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, President Trump Thursday accused Mueller of being against him from the start.
The president's been saying nearly every day the investigation fully cleared him of criminal activity, including this morning.
There's no obstruction, there's no collusion, there's no nothing.
That's not what Mueller said yesterday, emphasizing Justice Department rules meant charging the president with a crime was not an option. That led to an eruption on the White House driveway.
Mueller is a true never-Trumper.
The president falsely claiming Mueller's conflicted because he wanted to be FBI director again and was rejected. He adds Mueller never should have even been named special counsel, though it was the Trump Justice Department that chose him. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Israel remains in political turmoil after its parliament voted to dissolve itself early Thursday, 1 month after it had been sworn in. Robert Berger has details from Jerusalem.
The Knesset, Israel's parliament, voted for new elections in September after Netanyahu failed to form a coalition government amid infighting and high demands from smaller parties. Netanyahu, a right-wing conservative who has been in power for a decade, is furious. The developments are a shock because two elections in the same year are unprecedented, even in Israel's volatile political landscape. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says the United States will begin imposing a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico starting June 10th if Mexico does not stop illegal migrants coming across its borders. On Twitter, Trump said until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, the tariff will continue to rise starting July 1st and rising as high as 25% by October. He said the tariffs will be removed once there is a resolution. The president has made similar comments before, accusing Mexico of not doing enough to stop Central American migrants from traveling through their country on the way to the United States. Mexico's Deputy Foreign Minister for North America, Jesus Seade, said it would be disastrous if Trump goes through with his threat to impose those tariffs. It was one of the largest groups of migrants to cross the border since the immigration crisis began. Mike Gracia has details.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection calls it the largest group of migrants caught illegally crossing the southern border. The agency says more than 1,000 migrants crossed the border around 4 a.m. Wednesday near El Paso, Texas, and it happened quickly. Authorities say the entire group crossed in about 5 minutes. President Donald Trump shared a video on Twitter showing the migrants going underneath a chain-link fence. They were later picked up by Border Patrol agents. I'm Mike Gracia.
Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdulaziz opened a summit of Gulf leaders, that is, in the holy city of Mecca Thursday, with a call on the international community to confront Iran to stop its regional interference and threatening policies. Speaking at a gathering of the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, the Saudi monarch noted the alleged sabotage of four oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates and a drone attack on a key Saudi pipeline earlier this month. He described them as the latest examples of Iranian behaviors that are threatening international security and peace. Police in Hungary on Thursday arrested the captain of a cruise ship involved in a fatal collision on the Danube River that left at least 7 people dead. The Hungarian police confirmed they had interviewed and initiated the arrest of the Ukrainian captain of the hotel ship, the Viking Sigyn, or Sigyn, that is. They said their investigation had yielded evidence that raised personal responsibility, so they questioned the Viking Sigyn's captain, a 64-year-old Ukrainian, as a suspect. They later moved to take him into custody for reckless misconduct in waterborne traffic, leading to mass casualties. At least 7 people were killed and 21 remain missing when a boat carrying South Korean tourists collided with the Viking ship in Budapest. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.